You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Classic journo question as well. Can I have a jaw?
The Wire.
Last week, Greenpeace activists peacefully confronted a deep-sea mining ship off the coast of Manzanillo, Mexico, as it returned to port from the Pacific. Now, I spoke to James Heder, Greenpeace Aotearoa campaigner, on the matter, as well as how the impact of deep-sea mining has on our environment, and what Greenpeace is calling for. Here he is now.
Yeah, it was really intense. I think anything from afar, we see the photos, videos, but it doesn't compare to being there first and in bearing witness as an Indigenous person from the Pacific and actually seeing the machine that is destroying the ocean and wants to do far more. So it was a really moving and powerful moment for me to have the opportunity to send that message to the ship. And I'm glad that it was heard and that the crew on board read that message and hopefully have seen it by as well.
Now, what was it like working with the team at Greenpeace Mexico?
Well, that was something that was really beautiful, I think. Greenpeace's pros are that we have such a global presence and that we have the opportunity to build relationships across our organisation, right across the world. And it's funny, we made so many comparisons between like Indigenous cultures in Oceania and the Pacific and Aotearoa and Mexico as well. So it was really beautiful to connect on a really deep level with them. And we wouldn't have been able to do what we did without the Mexico team.
The issue of deep sea mining could not be more significant now with COP27 finishing, I believe was it last week, and obviously it being in talks, but I guess nothing really set in stone in terms of decisive action just yet. Greenpeace was calling for a moratorium, to begin as early as July next year. The metals company, however, which I believe owns the Hidden Gem, the deep sea mining ship, says it does have plans to apply for a deep sea mining license in 2023 via the International Seabed Authority.
Yeah, we're heading into these conversations around managed retreat and loss and damage. And, as a young person, as someone who has already lost so much through the history of my people, it's really worrying to think that while we're trying to, deal with the climate crisis and, we're getting somewhere, but we're not getting somewhere very fast. At the same time, through processes that the United Nations are allowing to occur within the International Seabed Authority, there's huge industry capture. The metals company has deep, significant relationships with the ISA and often get to sit in spaces where civil society are locked out, and they're accelerating down the road. They're flying towards deep sea mining, and they know that it will cause huge destruction. And they try and justify it by using this, PR line of greenwash that it's going to advance the green transition, which is completely false and is just justification for destruction. But I really plead with everyone to understand that just as the oil and gas industries focused on their pathway and their narrative to make themselves money, that's what we're seeing here with deep sea mining as well. They're building a narrative and putting huge amounts of money into it to make sure that people are on their side, but we need people to see the truth.
Now, for those who are unaware, Greenpeace has called on the New Zealand government to support a global ban on deep sea mining. Could you just outline the petition and the work that Greenpeace is doing at the moment?
Yeah, the petition's really important, and our official position as Greenpeace is that we never want to see deep sea mining begin. It cannot be tolerated. There is no way for it to begin safely without causing huge and irreversible harm to the world's oceans. We've been lobbying the government for a while on two issues, one being that they support a global ban. And Nanaimo made the announcement not too long ago that the New Zealand government is calling for a conditional moratorium, i.e. a moratorium until there is robust science backing any kind of regulations that are developed, which effectively could mean that deep sea mining doesn't ever go ahead if the regulations are backed by robust science, because that's what the science says. But we want that to go even further. We want to see New Zealand government support a global ban, and we also, on the other hand, need to see a ban on seabed mining, which is effectively the same process, in our own waters as well. We still have Trans-Tasman Resources, who were proven to, you know, their project was going to cause material harm to the world, to the New Zealand oceans. The Supreme Court said go back to the Environmental Protection Authority and reapply and see what happens. So it's still there, and we're going to fight them at every step of the way, but Labor, Jacinda Ardern need to ban seabed mining before the next election, and not play party politics with it as well. The seabed mining prohibition bill is up for reading sometime in the beginning of next year from Te Pāti Māori, and I really implore Labor MPs to support that bill and not play party politics with it.
Now, what is the next step for Greenpeace? Is there any other action that Greenpeace is looking to take to spread the message further?
Yeah, I think that's really key, is people understanding the issue and people being aware of it and people caring about it. So it's really important that we tell the story of how this is yet another colonial industry, extractive industry, which is looking to take from the Pacific region, and needs to be stopped. But my message to the metals company was one of protest and one of warning. You know, I said that we are persistent and we are courageous, and to leave the seabed alone or Waiho Papamoana, and that was true. We will take action against them and we will not tolerate this industry. Obviously, I can't speak about what exactly that means, but they can be sure that we will oppose them at every step of the way.
That was Greenpeace Aotearoa campaigner James Heater speaking about his peaceful confrontation with a deep sea mining ship off the coast of Manzanilla, Mexico, last week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.